The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
B'tochen in odd times and by Martin Terry. Shalom Avrocha. Shalom Avrocha. Motzei Chag Matan Tereseinu. I'm sure we all had a very uplifting Chag. And together with that, we have another challenge. With all the different service we're going through in Eretz Yisrael. Aside from the war that's going on over here, we had on Shavuos itself, once again, a day that's supposed to be one of the happiest days of the year. We had another tragedy on the Kollel Stone, Beis Medrash. And I'm sure we're all thinking, how long can this go on? One thing after the other. The Mesa, maybe we'll try today to connect these two events, the event of Matan Torah and the event of the different challenges we're going through now. In Matan Torah, Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered us the Torah, and like we spoke about last time briefly, it was also a situation of an unknown. Hashem is offering us a Torah which basically is going to give us a mahalach of how to do every single thing in our lives. And we didn't know in advance what He's going to offer us, to the point that we were the only nation that reacted the way we did. All the other nations wanted to know what's written there. They were concerned. Maybe it's going to cause too much of an upheaval in their lifestyle, or would put on them, demands which they couldn't handle. We were the only ones that went with the Malach of Nasir and Nishma. We don't have to hear anything. And the idea behind it is, as we explained, then we just want to strengthen that. And we want to strengthen that the fact that we rely on a Kodesh Baruch was not just out of the blue, we suddenly start relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu because we look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is that Kodesh Baruch Hu has chosen us as His nation thousands of years ago, and Klal Yisrael throughout every tekufa has been with Hashem, and Hashem has been with us in a way He hasn't been with any other nation. Hashem has taken us out of Mitzrayim, split the Yam, has taken us through the Midbar, brought us to Eretz Yisrael, built the Beis HaMikdash, went close to 1,000 years of Beis HaMikdash between the two Batei Mikdashes. Now, we often didn't even behave ourselves. We kind of let Hashem down. And even so, we went to a lot of Tzoras, but we're still around. And we're still that special nation of Hashem, a nation that's different than any other nation, we're more exalted than any other nation, both in the way we behave and the Ikers, because we're the nation that's going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu eternally in Olam Haba. So Koponim, the Nasiv and Nishma that came then was coming from a recognition. There's a deep relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Kol HaLashon.
And there's a deep loving relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we don't have to ask questions. We know the love is going to go on. It's not going to stop. And it never stopped. So that's what we did in Matan Torah. And it's also that recognition. We didn't live it with that superficial, egocentric type of life that I just want to know what I could get out of everything. But there's a real relationship. There's a real love going between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have another opportunity for love. I'm going to jump on it. And we jumped on it, and we got it. I tell you, which is the deepest expression of Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael. The only way one can really come to Avos Hashem is through Torah Mitzvahs. If he doesn't do that, he'll never get it. So now also, we have things that are happening, and we don't understand why things that are uncomfortable. And the truth is that even the uncomfortable things we are going through now, which are very painful, and every Jewish life is important. But if you look at the bigger picture of life now, we're still surrounded with so many chasodim of Hashem. Baruch Hashem. After everything said and done, the matzav of health that we're in is much better than it was for thousands of years. The financial state, with all the problems we have, is better than it was so many, many tkufas throughout. Even war and peace. And we're going through a war, but still it's not the same that things, situations that we went through many times in history. Constant wars and terrible things that we have to go through. Once again, I'm not belittling what we're going through. It's terrible. And we're responsible for the Shabbat, that should stop. I'm just saying, even Metecha Choshech, there's still a special Hashkocha here in Eretz Yisrael. And even the hard things, like we're saying, they're hard and they're unpleasant, and we're damned to Hashem to take them away. But we have the same Nasa than Ishma. We don't need an explanation for Hashem for what he's doing, because we know that it's coming from that same Ava that Hashem had to us throughout history, still has it for us. It never stops. You'll never forsake us. And that's the way we go through it, with that peace of mind that, yes, we are misspelled that we should get past this, and things should be peaceful, and we should get to the final real peace of Klal Yisrael with the Bias and Hashem and Hev Yemenu. But together with that, till it does happen, we're steadfast with our recognition and our clarity. Hashem does love us, and if this is coming, there's something good is going to come out of it. What? How? We'll find out in the future. Like we know, at the present time, we don't know what's going on. And then years later, we see in hindsight, everything was necessary. And what we will not see in the Gullus, when the Gula will come, we'll see everything. It says it. In the future, the Navi already said thousands of years ago, Oitcho Hashem ki onaftavi. I'll thank Hashem for those times that he seemed to be hitting me and letting his wrath out of me, because I'm going to realize that it was necessarily important for my benefit, the benefit of Klal Yisrael. So in the Chanami, there is pain and sorrow of things that are happening to people all around us, but it's not a contradiction to the feeling of Simcha, that I'm so excited of the fact that I'm Hashem's chosen nation. We made the right decision. We showed our appreciation of Hashem's love, and Hashem poured on us unlimited love. And yes, Hashem, that's what we're going to do now. Continue the simcha we had at the Yontif, the simcha of getting together, davening together, and learning together, dancing together, and each family eating the sudas, the simcha, because we showed Hashem how much we appreciate the gift of the Torah. And together with that, will give us the strength to go to the unclear situation, the painful situations, with the same recognition. Nasa v'nishma, we're going to continue doing our things. And eventually, when Hashem wants to reveal to us why he did this, we'll hear it from him. In the meantime, we'll suffice with the recognition that Hashem knows what he's doing. That's for our benefit. Should be zeichah to be able to do this. And a double emotion. We sadecha the simcha of how special we are. The sadecheni, the tzar of the pain that Klal Yisrael is going through. And with that, the Yitz Hashem will bring us closer to the Gula, and we should be zeichah to the Nehav Yameh.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.